A year ago, I woke up in the morning, put my feet upon the ground. Tied my shoes to take a run, headphones in and swimming in.
Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
This is the show where we talk about nerd and geek stuff, and we're going to try to stay out of the politics, despite the bumper.
Yay.
Despite the bumper. We open with The Day My Powers Arrived by Kirby Crackle, and then a little bit of America from Team America. We cut it off before.
Almost as much as we could legally play.
Yeah, well, no, you know, we could legally play all of it once. And then,
once.
Hey, you remember that show? It was it on Tech TV? No, it was on it was Experience Points. That's the show.
Yeah,
it was on KSLU.
Used to air.
They canceled it. Well, hey, what's going on, everybody? We got a new president-elect. That happened.
Man, way to avoid politics.
Some people, no, I'm just jumping in. I'm getting it out of the way.
Okay, fine.
You know what
that happened?
You know what also happened? Shane McMahon upset Survivor Series at SmackDown Live. That's also something that happened. That's the geek side of the show. SmackDown Live. Wrestling. It's real, but it's not. Well, anyway, this is the show where we talk about nerd and geek stuff. We have audio online. I promise I am working on it. I just got good news today.
Good for you.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it later. So the flood happened, and I've been rebuilding the house.
You've had a pretty rough
The
run.
House is eventually going to get finished. It might be finished next week. I don't know.
Whoa.
It might get to the point. I don't have any furniture yet, but it might get to the point where I could at least put like a desk and chairs, and maybe have like a computer there.
I'll get you some milk crates.
I don't want milk crates.
Come on.
No.
It'll be like college again.
No, I do not want that. But anyway, I'll eventually be able to cut all of our audio and put it online from my house instead of trying to work just from a little tiny laptop. The website is what, Bear?
It's exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the P.
We also have social media at exppoints.com/social. That's Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, Steam community. Check us out. Follow, like, subscribe. Do all that stuff. We're on iTunes and Stitcher if you want to podcast us. And again, once I add all that audio, we'll have a little bit more audio for you to listen to. If you haven't caught up yet, if you're not current, you can get current. You can make it right. Because I'll make it right, then you make it right.
Yeah, it's on you to make it right for us.
We're also on PayPal and Patreon. If you want to donate money, please go there to the social link and follow that. We got two songs. We're going to come back talk about what we did last week. This is Jetpack Blues, Sunset Hues by Anna Monoguchi, followed by The Future Soon by Jonathan Colton. See you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Baron.
You're listening to this exclusively on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
We're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
I'm still Red Bear.
That was The Future Soon by Jonathan Colton. Before that, we opened it up with Jetpack Blues, Sunset Hues by Anna Monoguchi. I love that bass. It kicks in that super low, like square bass.
I am one of those like just terrible people that's what I love about music.
I love
bass.
I love the bass, and I love that synth bass.
DJ.
I love that synth like square, that saw wave,
yes.
Bass. Well, no, it's a saw.
Okay.
The saw bass.
Yeah,
really good. This is the segment of the show where we talk about what we did last week. Bear, in keeping with tradition, in the annals of our history, in the Necronomicon of the Experience Points book, the rule book on the sports ball thing, what did you do last week?
Well, I think I've started a tradition of my own,
it seems.
I like to buy things that don't actually exist.
Okay, so, you like buying dreams?
Yeah, I guess so. I just love buying ideas of things.
Okay,
Star Citizen, everyone knows how much money I've thrown at that. Eventually, if you go back and listen to our past cuts and add up every time I mention a ship I've purchased,
like if those
you
ships,
can add up and go, holy.
If those ships were $30, just bare minimum, and they're not.
They're
one's,
not.
One's
they're
one's really
more
expensive.
That.
If they were just $30, you would be several hundred dollars in.
Yeah.
As it stands right now, you are definitely several
hundred
dollars.
Yeah. So anyway, I did not
what did
purchase
you,
a spaceship this
you
year.
You didn't buy a spaceship. spaceship
this week. I did, however, buy an actual car.
Okay, so hold on.
That doesn't exist.
So you bought a car that does not exist. Is this the what car did you buy?
I went ahead and got in line for the Tesla 3 Model
awesome.
3.
Awesome. Yeah, so that's a good
car.
That's
going to be my next ride.
I'm hoping that our grid can support the electricity.
I know. That's my biggest concern is charging.
Right.
By then, though, my current car will be paid off, so I might just like drop the insurance and keep both just okay. So I feel better
about
life.
Well, you drive a Mini Cooper right now.
I drive a Mini Cooper, and it's in the shop like today, right now, getting some work done on it. And
getting a little bit of tuck, getting a little bit of a lift. Getting a little bit of Botox injections.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know where you're going.
In the tires.
I don't know how cars work.
Nope. No idea.
Not at all.
Get behind it, honk, honk, steer, steer, vroom, vroom. That's all.
I love doing the show with you. Yeah. Tesla should be ordering end of next year, so that's exciting. At
Very
least something's
cool.
going good in my life.
Awesome.
Yay.
Was that it? Was that all you did?
I probably
you,
don't
you
go
said
into
you
I
played
did.
Titanfall 2.
I did play Titanfall 2.
I
want to
hear about some Titanfall 2. This is did you just do multiplayer or you single player?
No. I've exclusively been doing single player because that's what I was upset about the first Titanfall.
Right.
Really great game. I love the mechanics, love the graphics, love the idea.
Right.
But I wanted a single player campaign because that's the type of person I am.
Okay. What do you think?
I like it.
Bit of dead air for dramatic effect.
It's to be expected. It's not going to shatter any records or blow your mind. It's a generic space marine.
So it's a solid
shooter.
It's a solid game for online game-a-thon gameplay.
Right.
But the story isn't
the
very
story
remarkable.
Is, it's been told over and over. Everything's over dramatic. I love it because, like, you know, you're a space marine.
My name's
and,
Brock. I enlisted in the Space Defense Force Alpha Gamma unit.
Yeah, basically. And things are bad.
Things are bad and in space.
And you're the new recruit here and you don't know how none of this works. I don't know why I get so country.
Why?
So anyway.
The Space Confederacy. Oh, wow.
So, yeah, of course the game opens. It's not a spoiler. It opens and you go through training that teaches you how to use the controls.
Awesome.
And as soon as you figure out the controls.
Because we forgot how to do that from every other game
we've ever played. So once you figure out the controls, then of course the enemy invades or whatever and everything goes bad.
Wait,
you're stuck in the simulator.
Are they wearing red suits and we are wearing blue or green suits? My God, they are the bad people from Badman Town.
Yeah.
Go get them, robots.
That's exactly how this game
All
plays
right,
out.
Cool.
So, I mean, don't look for anything
that's
too
good,
deep.
Though.
But it's
At
fun.
Least you know what to expect.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
You heard it. Maybe not here first, but you heard it here.
You heard it. It's been
on
here.
On the radio.
I played a game. They,
you played it, and that's okay. Well,
yeah. I'm not disappointed.
I haven't bought it yet.
Although, I will say, this is what's sad. I'm like, man. So, I mean, I played it. I played on and off a little bit, but I'm like, I could have spent that and got an Avenger in Star Citizen instead.
Someone needs to Ace Ventura poison dart you to stop you from doing things like that.
I don't know. I think I'd be happier with that.
So the neat thing about this is they've sort of laid the groundwork in the game for DLC of additional single player campaigns.
Right.
So, but and that's
and to be clear, I haven't got through the campaign all the way.
So it might be good. I heard that you can get through it. I think they speed ran through it in like an hour and a half.
Oh, good. For
so
them.
I mean, it, you know, and that's
I'm
fine.
I'm also ADD.
So the nice thing is I think that you could have a season pack or a season pass or something to allow more single player content, very reminiscent of like Borderlands.
Right.
You know, I like the online. Offline, single-player, multiplayer idea behind things like Borderlands because...
Borderlands was an excellent way to make a game.
Right. It was multiplayer, but not really, and it was single-player, but not really. And that was great. That was exactly what people wanted.
But more importantly, it was fun.
They had Claptrap.
Claptrap.
They had Claptrap. They had Jack. That was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Did you do anything else over the break?
Nothing major. You know, I finished reading the Scott Pilgrim books, which were amazing, and if
right.
you haven't read them, I don't know what you're doing with your life. I don't know what I was doing with my life. So...
Which is that's sort of a social commentary on Scott Pilgrim in and of itself.
Whoa.
You just got three levels deeper. Thanks.
So, yeah. That's,
thanks, O'Malley.
That's, and then I did things and stuff. And
yeah.
Things happened in my life. And now we're here.
Very cool. That's an adequate. That's pretty much the universe, too. But things happen in the universe's life
yeah,
and then bang.
Baked
and then,
an
well,
apple pie at some point in the universe.
So
if you get that reference, I love you.
Well, I get it.
Do you, do you really?
I love you, too. No, let's see. I played a little bit. I played WoW. I got started getting back into WoW. And
I didn't see you playing WoW the other day.
I was playing WoW because I finally hit level cap, and I experienced world quests, and I realized that world quests are really fun.
Well, that's good news.
They're these big, anyone that plays WoW already knows about it. But if you don't play WoW, like, on the daily, that's a joke. If you don't play WoW on the daily, then, you know, you don't really see things like world quests or whatever because you never get to the end. And then eventually you do and you're like, cool, that's just another thing for me to do it in-game. But that's not really what I wanted to get to. Well, in-game is actually really fun because there are these community experiences called world quests you go through. Sometimes you get gear. Sometimes you get some sort of material that you need for something else. Sometimes you just get straight, you know, money. It's really fun. There are these meta, you know, I guess micro and macro quests. The micro or the individual quest, and then the macro is like a combination of four quests are scattered throughout the world. And so I've been playing a little bit of that, trying to get my paladin kind of leveled up and geared up for healing. And I realize I'm not good at that. I healed my very first instance. Huh? First run of the last year and a half on a class that I've never played.
Oh, fine.
On a spec that I have never played, on a class I have never played. And it was at end game. It wasn't mythic or anything. It wasn't like the super heroic whatever. It was entry level, and it was Violet Hold or Violet Citadel or whatever. So it wasn't really difficult, but it made me feel like I was like, am I doing this right? I hope nobody leaves. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could just re-queue and instantly get a group because I'm a healer. But I mean, yeah, it was really, really difficult. So I did that. I did play some classic Tomb Raider. I started playing classic Tomb Raider back in the day, back for a couple, I guess, two episodes ago. We started, that was our part two of the Tomb Raider series. I just kept playing Tomb Raider, really enjoyed it. And I have been playing Robot Alchemic Drive. That is my jam from way back in the day.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
PlayStation 2.
Yeah,
been playing it. I'm on level 26 or 27 out of 51.
Nice.
I'm definitely into that. I watched Independence Day Resurgence.
How was that?
So,
I saw a movie. Oh, I saw Doctor Strange.
Did you see Doctor Strange?
It was amazing.
Okay.
I highly recommend it.
I need to go see it.
Do it. I'm not a big proponent of 3D things, but if you're going to see a 3D movie,
see it in 3D?
I wouldn't say see Doctor Strange in 3D, but if you feel like you need to see a 3D movie, I'd watch Doctor Strange.
I'd rather see 3D movies in the theater than see 3D movies at my house.
Yeah,
like I don't care about having a 3D TV or whatever. I want a good experience, and I feel like
I would definitely say that watching it, because I saw it in 3D, and it was the first time I was like, this makes sense as 3D. Like, it doesn't feel forced.
Okay, I feel like Inception and Avatar definitely.
Well,
worked in 3D, but Doctor Strange seems good. So I'm glad to hear that you liked it, because I was thinking I might be going to see that weekend or whatever.
It's good.
I watched Independence Day Resurgence, and you know what? People had a lot of negative things to say about it, like it was this dumb movie or whatever. I enjoyed it. I liked the movie.
I feel like I liked that.
I liked the movie because, amongst other things, I watched it during the election, like while everything was happening. There was alcohol involved. And it was fun. It was a fun movie, though. Like,
I probably should have done something like that to take the edge off.
It was a fun movie. I enjoyed it. It's definitely nothing to be taken seriously. It wasn't as good as the first one. They put these little tropey things in there, and fine, whatever, no big deal. But I did watch that. And I also started watching some new anime. I say new. I mean, it's been out since, like, the year 2011 or whatever. But Dance in the Vampire Bund. Which may be anime porn. I don't know yet.
Have you not watched this thing?
No, I've watched it, and there's a character in it.
Feel like if it was porn, you would know it.
We're going to sidebar. There's no sex. We're going to sidebar real quick, though. There's definitely something. It's called Echi or Ishi or whatever. It's whenever there's like fan service with nudity, I guess.
Okay.
I think that's a good way of saying it. Fan service effectively is showing like butt, panties, legs, skirts, breasts, cleavage, things like that.
Biceps, arms.
Or biceps, arms. Sorry, I was incredibly gender typing.
I'm sorry.
Not gender typing.
I'm done with you.
The interesting thing about this anime, though, is so it's about vampires, and inevitably the queen of the vampires comes out in modern-day Japan, and she's in the body of like a 12 or a 13 or 14-year-old. She's much older. She's hundreds of years old,
mm-hmm.
A la Interview with a Vampire. But there's several scenes where like she gets naked, like pretty much fully naked, and you're like, all right, well, that's an illustration of a little girl. 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old girl. She even makes a point to say it in the show, like, I know this seems weird for you and I look like a child, but I'm actually much older. Winks at the audience. Breaks that fourth wall real quick. So it's interesting. I'm enjoying the anime. It's very good. It's very good.
That's what's important. Is it written well?
I don't know that I would say it's written well. It's better than some of the other anime that I've seen. Some of the anime I've seen is real, real bad. But I'm kind of doing throwback. Anime. I'm doing throwback. I'm watching some real legacy anime, like coming out of the 80s and 90s.
Ooh, nice.
And mainly OVAs. Like I think I'm gonna watch M66.
You showed me that short the other day, Cassette Girl.
Cassette Girl is really good.
That was amazing.
From anime, from Japan Anime Expo. Yeah, so, yeah.
I like that way more than I should.
Just sort of been sort of just easing around. I'm not playing a lot of video games because I'm really just on a laptop in between the house being fixed and whatever.
Right.
But once that comes back, then streaming, everything's going to come back to normal. And we'll be putting a lot more out there, I think, on YouTube and stuff. So we're going to cut two songs, come back, and talk about our main topic, which is games that involve politics.
I hate you.
My OCD by Rhett and Link, followed by Sevcom by Big Giant Circles. Catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to this exclusively on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU. That picture frame, those hooded strings.
We're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
Still Red Bear.
That was Sevcon, Big Giant Circles. Before that, My OCD by Rhett and Link. We're sort of both OCD, I guess. Like, we like things are certain.
I think I'm a little more ADD. Ooh, look shiny.
We like things are certain ways.
You do.
So, the segment, we actually just recorded this segment, but the system messed up, so we're going to go through it all again for you guys.
And
hopefully it records this time. So we were talking about political games. The election happened yesterday, and we were like, okay, what could we do?
We knew the section all over again.
We knew it was going to be a majority music show today, so that, you know, we're going to get through some games. We're going to make you aware of some games that are sort of not necessarily fully inspired, but at least contribute. Or the gameplay is contributed to
politics.
Yeah, politics. Like, politics becomes
central element.
Politics is an element in the game that actually matters. So unfortunately, it's a lot of city builders.
It's a lot of city
builders. I say
it's
unfortunate because a lot of these aren't particularly good. well, they are. I feel like I'm not selling it very well. They're good games. And they're fun in their own right. They're just all very much city builders, and that's just sort of...
And if you like city builders, you like
city
builders.
I love city builders. I've got a ton of city builders. They're
Someone
all the best
in
city
this
builders.
I love city builders.
I've got all the best
Guess
people.
Guess which one it is.
Telling me. Let's start with the big one, SimCity. SimCity is the, I guess, the originator.
Can you build walls in SimCity?
Say what?
Can you build walls?
Yeah, you can build walls in SimCity. Where you're going to be a lot of those jokes today, I bet. February 1989, they started it. It's owned and run by Maxis. Maxis does all the sim games. Sim Theme Park, Sim Park, Sim Roller Coaster, you know. But then there's always spinoff games like Roller Coaster Tycoon.
This was funny because, yeah, I forgot that Sim Roller Coaster existed, but I remember Roller Coaster Tycoon more.
Right, because it was better. it was, and I think it was Sim Theme Park, and it was Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, so SimCity, there are things like politics, infrastructure, different military. I guess you had to do like natural disaster recovery. You had to worry about how your citizens dealt with certain things. And this was just the start, because I played the original SimCity. Actually, I think I maybe started on SimCity 2000. And then
I'm going to say, I was all about SimCity 2000.
I went back and I played the original afterwards, and I'm like, wow, this is kind of...
You know,
it doesn't
really have anything to do with politics, but SimCity 2000 had Streets of SimCity you could play.
Yeah, that was always
good.
They
used a 2000 city editor, and you could build your own city and then drive through it. It was awesome.
Really fun. And it was one of those things where, like, you got a different perspective about the game. Now the games are just so, I guess, good and detailed that we're able to see that line level, or we're able to get a mod from the workshop or something to do that. I played SimCity, and I like SimCity, but it was too heavy. There wasn't enough direction in the game, I thought. So what I ended up focusing on was RTSs for a little bit. Warcraft, okay. Warcraft 2, Command & Conquer, not Star Citizen, but Supreme Commander. You know,
yes, I planted the bug.
I ended up eventually finding a game called Caesar 3. And it was part of a series by Impression Games and Sierra Entertainment, designed by David Lester. It started in 92 with Caesar, continued in 1995, still David Lester, Sierra Entertainment, and Impression Studios. And then eventually got to Caesar 3. This is where I came into this. 1998 for the PC and OS X, or at the time Mac OS, it wasn't OS X. This was an awesome game where you took the role of a Roman governor. You were the governor of a Roman province.
That's one of the civilizations to govern.
It was an old school one. And this was the big one. You had to deal with housing, with your infrastructure and work, sort of setting up work infrastructure, industry and trade distribution, dealing with finances, religion, military, the back end political mess that, like, keeping people happy and balancing all the scales and literally balancing, you know, the justice system and things like that. And then you still got down to disaster and problems. At all city builders' hearts, those four or five or six or seven things sort of run the game.
The core of it, yeah.
Yeah, that's the core of the game, and it was really neat to do that. They didn't stop making the Caesar the games in 98, though. They made the last one in 2006, Caesar 4. New development studio, Tilted Mill Entertainment, dealt with it. Sierra Entertainment still published it. I didn't particularly like it. It felt kind of half-baked, but the nice thing is, after Caesar 3, mm-hmm. They sort of recoded the engine and everything for Caesar 3. They made two more games. Impression Games specifically made and developed two more games, Pharaoh and Zeus. Pharaoh is...
Now, remember the box art for Zeus.
Yeah, oh yeah, because Zeus is all ripped and holding lightning
awesome
and everything.
Looking. Yeah.
It was these two games, one with Greek mythology and one with Egyptian mythology or whatever. It was effectively Caesar 3, just different... You know, different texture packs, different gaming mechanics, because they did add some things to it. Because, I mean, in 99 we had Pharaoh, and in 2000 we had Zeus. It's not like they didn't change anything, you know, in the game or whatever, in the game engine.
Right.
But, you know, they were largely the same thing. Now, Queen of the Nile came out for Pharaoh. And then I want to say that there was another, there was Zeus, Master Olympus, there was some other expansion for that, but those were all city building games from specifically Sierra Entertainment and Impression Games, which is interesting. Very rarely do you find, I would say even four of those games were good out of the six. There were the four Caesar games and then Pharaoh and Zeus. Moving on, you know, we were talking about SimCity when we opened the entire thing. SimCity started in 89. And it went all
the way to the
most recent one, I think, in and we're using the SimCity in 2013, not SimCity Build It or whatever in 2014. SimCity in 2013, you may have remembered the show that we had about that because
it had to be connected to the internet all the time.
It had this weird single-player DRM that needed internet access, and whenever it couldn't phone home, like say you were trying to play it single-player on a plane, you wouldn't play it. You can't play it. Right. Which was really dumb. We thought that was kind of crappy.
Yeah, I remember being
but
very upset
in
about
2014
that.
Or 2015 rather, City Skylines was released by Colossal Order and Paradox Interactive, and this was exactly what we wanted. It was a city building game that had all the things about SimCity, all the infrastructure things, and all of the little deals that we wanted with SimCity, individual plumbing and this and that, and all that stuff, making roads, dealing with fire trucks and hospitals and helicopters, all that. The politics, the interconnectivity, all of it. They did it in 2015. City Skylines. It's on Steam right now. Yeah. I think they've got an expansion too. I can't remember what it's called. I think it just added night or something.
Yeah.
It was only in the day or whatever.
Actually, speaking of Steam, you know what we didn't talk about?
What didn't we talk about?
That prison game.
Prison Architect?
Prison Architect. That has a lot to do with politics.
You see, so that does have a lot to do with politics.
The politics of a jail, by
extension, RimWorld as well, I guess. Even though they look very similar, they're not the same game. Those have incredibly, I guess, similar political systems in the game that sort of govern how you expand the prison. Based off of things that the game throws at you, based off of decisions you make, you have to sort of... You have to follow a certain set of rules And the rules can change, but through politics, through researching politics and dealing with politics.
Yeah, and just while I'm thinking about it, another game that we didn't mention that is not at all a city builder was Dishonored.
Dishonored had a lot of politics in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, we could also say Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. I mean, if we're going to go that far, you know.
It wasn't a core gaming element.
Right.
But
it was in the game.
It drove the game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And because it was a very, it was a very political game.
Right.
I mean, it was a game about a kingdom that was being taken over. I mean,
so I'm just throwing that
it wasn't a mechanic, but I see where you went with that. It was it was part of the game that without it, it sort of been this, it would have been this very generic.
Right. If you didn't hear about the politics of the game, it wouldn't
really matter as much.
Yeah.
Civilization. We're not going to talk a ton about Civilization because it really is a giant series, but it's
huge.
It's not really
really good.
It's a really good series. Civilization 6 came out, I think, recently, October 21st. I want to say I had that in my mind. Whatever. Not necessarily a city builder. It's more of a 4X sort of strategy game. But what is a city builder is Age of Empires.
Age of Empires.
And
yeah,
I think everyone likes Age of Empires 2. I think 2 is like the big
one.
And then to end the city building thing, Tropico. Tropico has 5 games. This is like you take the role of El Presidente, which is the ruler of a world in the Caribbean. It's literally you're the ruler of Cuba. In the 1950s onward. So, I mean, it's really, really cool. If you don't own Tropico, I think they did it on the house.
It's full of satire.
They did it on the house. Yeah, this is a way of using, like, a city-building game, changing it around and making fun of it, but doing a really good job of being a good city-building game. And then...
That's how you make fun of something. Be good at it.
Something that I want to end on, because we are sort of out of time, is a game, it's called Papers, Please... A dystopian document thriller by Lucas Pope.
Thriller. And, I didn't realize it was Thriller.
3909 LLC. It was released in 2013 and then released with ports in 2014 for a lot of other platforms. You play an immigration agent, and you literally just stamp or deny people's immigration papers. That's the most political I think you can get, which is
being
an immigration agent. It's ridiculous.
What an exciting life.
As weird as it sounds, though, and it's set in the 80s, too, as weird as that sounds and as kind of boring as that sounds, it's a really fun game.
I've heard.
It's a fun game that's like maybe too real. It'd be too real and depressing.
I wonder if like immigration officers play this game when they go home.
I don't know if they play it, but they should definitely put trigger warnings at the beginning of this game. And I feel like they're you know, the same warnings.
I used to like not give a crap about trigger warnings, but it's like, dude, I get it now. I don't know. At some point in my life, I was like, I understand.
I don't know if I've ever been triggered, but I've watched a lot of BoJack Horseman recently, and there's definitely some moments where I'm like, man, that really hit hard.
By
you know?
The end of that season.
Whew. Right. We're going to hit to 3 songs, come back, end out the show. This is Star Fox Corner, Asteroids by Entertainment System, First Crush by Saber Pulse and Knife City, and Night Force by Power Glove. We'll catch you after the break to end out the show. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to this on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, but not for much longer. I'm MG. You just heard Night Force Power Glove. Before that, First Crush by Saber Pulse and Knife City, and then we opened it up with Star Fox Corner Asteroids by Entertainment System. Thanks for hanging out. Again, this was sort of a just throw everything at you and see what stuck.
Give me a lot of music.
We had a lot of really good games that we went through really, really fast, but... I don't feel like that's that big of a deal. Eventually, we will have all of our stuff uploaded and online on the website. Bear, what is the site?
exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the P.
We're on social media as well. Please check us out at exppoints.com/social. That's Twitter, Google+, Facebook, YouTube, Steam community, all that stuff. We're on Stitcher and iTunes as well. If you want to podcast us, you can just stream us from the site. But I mean, if you want to podcast and sync us up, go ahead and take a look at that. We're also on Google Play Music, which is really neat and cool and new. I think we may also be on Spotify. I'll have to check. I don't pay for Spotify, so I'll have to look at that. PayPal and Patreon, as always, if you want to do it. And check out our game servers. We got exppoints.com/servers.
And the Minecraft server is up.
The Minecraft server is up. It needs to be updated. but I'm working on it.
You'll get it.
That'll be fine.
I have to find my Minecraft login again.
Yeah. It's, well, I mean, at this point, it's like maybe 10 years old or more. Wow. Minecraft's been around for a long, long time.
Oh, my gosh. That's probably on a super old email that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, maybe.
I think I know what. Yeah. Wow. I may have to just buy the game again.
Check us out next week, though. We don't know what we're going to talk about yet, but we're going to talk about it next week. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be huge. Best people. Best thing. We're going to end you with I Fight Dragons Battle off of the near future. So, again, thanks for checking us out. Check us out online. Thanks for listening. See you next week. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to this exclusively on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.